The Guardian.
Brasilia was conceived as a brave new utopia for Brazil, which is going to be an emphatic statement of a new dawn in Brazilian history. And for the reason they actually, this was an ancient dream in Brazil to actually build a capital city inland, right into the heart of the country, in the savannah. And amazingly, they did it. It's almost half a century ago, and in a record time of 4 years from scratch, they actually built what was really at the time a sublime city, one with these extraordinary designs of architecture and urban planning, which had a kind of a revolutionary futuristic design. And when they were unveiled in 1960, it was just astonished the world.
Now, I understand that you've been talking to one of the main architects that was involved in putting the city together originally, and he's not too happy with the way that the city's turned out now.
That's right. I spoke to Oscar Niemeyer, and he himself is an extraordinary man. He's now 100 years old, and he was the chief architect who built and designed most of the main buildings. Now, when I interviewed him, he was actually rather bittersweet about the whole thing, still extremely proud of his own designs and buildings in Brasilia, and he feels that Brasilia itself is a very bold and daring statement to the world of what Brazil can do and what it can represent. But at the same time, he was very kind of sad about the fact that Brasilia has just grown too far too fast, and this is now spoiling and undermining the whole original conception. Originally, it was supposed to only have, for example, 500,000 people, and now we've got 2.2 million people living in Brasilia. And this is, you know, a huge growth because the city is so new. And so for that reason, we're now seeing problems like huge traffic jams, increasing drug-fueled gang warfare out in the suburbs of Brasilia. So for the likes of Oscar Niemeyer, this is a very sad twist, because Brasilia really was his masterpiece, and it's supposed to be a statement of this new dawn for Brazil. So now that, in a sense, the masterpiece is now being tainted.
But did the city authorities not put in any sort of rules originally about, you know, controlling expansion on this level?
Well, there were initially, everything was supposed to be kind of quite regimented, and everything was meticulously planned. From the big sweeping design of the city, like from the air, it actually looks like an airplane. These wings of either side representing kind of residential sides and commercial sides, and everything was planned down to the last detail. But what happened was just basically, well, Brazil is what happened, because Brasilia offered the possibility of jobs and betterment for impoverished people up in the northeast of the country. So what we've had are waves of migrations from the northeast to Brasilia, of people just looking for jobs and looking for housing. And the authorities just couldn't control it. They're not in the city center as such, but they are living in kind of satellite towns, some of which have become quite slum-like and are very gritty. And it's in these areas, which are quite depressed economically, has very high youth unemployment rates. And from there is where we're getting these gangs, a crack epidemic, and this type of kind of gang warfare that we more commonly associate with the favelas of Rio de Janeiro.
So are the government now going to do anything to address this? Does there need to be a new government, perhaps?
Well, this is kind of a festering, slow burn problem in Brasilia. It surged into the headlines just a few months ago when a Brazilian undercover reporter who was doing an expose of a lot of these problems was actually shot in a bar. He was sitting waiting for contact, and he was shot. Unfortunately, he survived. But this shooting really shook Brasilia. So the local authorities ordered in more than 100 policemen to do raids in Brasilia and in the satellite towns to try to clean up the crime. But basically, it's not going to be a problem to be solved so much as it's managed. What has happened is that Brasilia and its outskirts have just become like the rest of these urban conglomerations in Brazil. And all those problems are not going to go away. All you can do really is, the best you can hope for is just to manage them.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.